mind, the body can affect the mind, and the mind can affect the body. So if you get stressed, right, it can impact your health. I mean, beyond just the stress itself, what is the impact of stress? And what do you do to handle stress?
Yeah. Well, stress. Yeah. Hans Selye was a Canadian physiologist who died, I think, in the 1930s, early 40s, perhaps. But he wrote a phenomenal book entitled Eustress and Distress, EU in Latin or Greek, meaning good. Eustress is good stress versus distress, which is bad stress. DIS is bad. And there's a parabolic curve with stress. We need stress to get stronger, sharper, faster, higher, up to a point where excessive stress becomes distress. And then negative factors ensue, which lead to eventual exhaustion and even death. I'm trying to think, there's a term in Japanese for death by stress.
Karoshi, Karoshi,
Karoshi. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Richard. Selye described this very well in animal studies that are stressed with variable amounts of stress. They go from initially resistance to tolerance to exhaustion and death. So, and why does that occur? Well, we have our hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, the brain, pituitary, and the adrenal glands, which react to stress as a survival mechanism. And when we're under stress, we release a lot of cortisol, adrenaline, and both of these are preservative and protective acutely. But when chronic, the cortisol can have damaging effect on our intima of our blood vessels, on our bones, on our muscles, adrenaline on our heart, and literally can lead to exhaustion and death if not remediated. So again, I mentioned earlier about homeostasis and balance. We need stress. There's good stress and bad stress. And then recognizing the problem, now that I think back, where I went really off the rails and went wrong many years ago is I did not invoke the Buddhist approach of mindfulness and awareness. I was overly stressed, overly committed, overworked, overburdened, but I didn't recognize it. I wasn't aware of it until the wheels came off and I literally crashed and burned physically and mentally. And how do I handle my stress? I'm completely addicted and dependent on physical exercise. If I don't exercise, I'm moody, I'm intolerant, I'm irritable, I'm not creative, I can't think, and I'm a miserable person. So I'm aware of that, and I know how important it is for me to function at peak performance, which is what I still ascribe to do, but just not at the levels that I have in the past. You know, it's all about, it really is epigenetics and environmental. We all know what our genome is. We're born with a particular genomic inscription, which determines an awful lot of what happens to us, but not as much as we think. The things that are more important are the epigenetic factors that tell our proteins, our genes, which of 100,000 different proteins to make, whether they're inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. So what are epigenetic factors? Exercise, diet, avoiding environmental toxins, drugs, too much alcohol, smoking, controlling stress, and getting sleep. Those five factors are what everyone can do on a daily basis to mitigate or prevent Alzheimer's disease, provided the genetic trait isn't too strong. But it gives you your best chance for longevity as well as a healthy lifespan and health span.